Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Now, the world of podcasting is becoming vast, to say the very least. And according to a survey published by Reuters just last month, we are the number one consumers of podcasts in the world. And with many of us going on holiday or having some time off work, we thought it might be a good idea to get some guidance on some of the kind of must listens, if I can call it that. So helping to guide us through the whole thing, we're joined here in the studio by the producer of the Journal's podcast, The Explainer, and the co-presenter of the Culture podcast, Get Around To It, Aoife Barry. Aoife, how are you doing? Are you all right?
Not too bad, Dave. Yourself?
I'm keeping fine. Good. Absolutely. Now, what should we be investing our time in, Aoife?
So the world of podcasting is absolutely huge. I mean, if you go and look at any podcasting app, you'll just be spoiled for choice, whether you're into like sports, history, crime. People really like listening to things about gory murders in podcasting. Culture, it's all there. So what I've done is I've narrowed down a list of ones that some of them are well known, some of them are not so well known, some are a little bit niche. They touch off a few different things people are into, so like history, cinema, books as well, Irish history, some kind of design. So I think all of these are well worth listening to for different reasons. So will I kick off with the first one, Backlisted? So if you're into reading, as I'm sure you are yourself, Dave, and I am myself, you know, if you want to listen to a podcast that's not just about the kind of books that everybody's talking about at the moment, you know, the kind of very popular, maybe more mainstream reads, you could head to Backlisted. So this is a podcast that's hosted by John Mitchinson and Andy Miller, who are both very involved in the British literary scene. And what they do is they look back every week at books that maybe have like a niche appeal or are cult favourites or were really popular maybe like back in the 60s and people haven't really talked about them and they need to be rediscovered. And they have a couple of guests on with them and they just have really good chats about the author, about why they love the book. They mention other books that they're listening to. So you end up with this little list at the end of every episode of really cool books to check out. They have had Irish authors on it like Dermot Healy, Nuala O'Fuilleann as well, who obviously be hugely well known here but might be slightly less well known in the UK, and people like Barbara Pym and MK Fisher. So that real cult feel about it. I love listening to this. My friend Vicky introduced me to this podcast and I know it was really influential for her reading, and so when I heard that she was influenced by it, I went and had a listen, and it's just great. And you can dip in any episode, go right back to the start. You don't have to start.
I get the impression what you're saying is that like it's very seldom you would call it, let's say, a best-selling A division book.
Yeah, well, it's certainly not one that's out right now, so they won't be talking about the books that you'll find in the book charts.
All right.
You know, they'll be
talking
about books that, you know, people might have really loved back in the 70s, 80s, or ones that were forgotten about, or just are kind of cult books where like they have a really niche appeal. And personally, I love finding out about things like that. So you also get like literary history too while you're listening.
Okay, Backlisted. I'll give you a blast.
So Rach, when did you first read A Goat Song?
Well, I first read A Goat Song when we were about to publish The Bend for Home. It was one of the first books that I read because I knew I was going to be working on The Bend for Home, which I don't think had actually been delivered yet. So, but it was one of those things. It was like, well, I better read up on him. And it just completely blew me away. And it was very much that experience of, why on earth have I not heard of this person before? I was a tiny bit worried when we went to the bookshelf to see whether we actually had any copies left, because I've given so many away. I love it so much.
And this person that they didn't know they were talking about or didn't hear about before is Dermot Healy. Is that
the
point?
The Irish author. And you know, you get those like personal stories sometimes from the people who actually worked on the books themselves, which I really love. So you'll get like editors like they're talking about their, you know, discovering the book. There was a story in one thing about it. Somebody found a book in a bookshelf at a charity shop and went to sell it onto a big label. So
and
really
your interest does be after being getting piqued, right?
Exactly. I mean, you definitely will find something interesting in every episode.
Okay, what's You Must Remember This?
So this is one of the cinephiles. So Dave, this is one for you because you're obviously a cinephile. So if you're into the history of Hollywood, Karina Longworth is a podcast host who's been making podcasts for quite a number of years under You Must Remember This. And she really knows her stuff. She's like a historian of Hollywood, basically. And she has one particular series in You Must Remember This that I just adored. It's about Polly Platt. It came out about last year, I think it was. Polly Platt was a really talented producer, screenwriter, production designer. She started her career in Hollywood alongside her then husband Peter Bogdanovich. So anybody who knows about
the
Hollywood
Last
history,
Picture Show and all that,
exactly, will know him. So as his star rose through films like The Last Picture Show, the couple's marriage started to crumble, and Polly was basically left to deal with her husband having an affair with Sybil Shepherd on the set of The Last Picture Show, juggling her own career while raising their two small girls, coping with the sexism that was rife around Hollywood at the time. So you get Polly's story, and through that you're brought into the world of New Hollywood, which is such a fascinating era in filmmaking over in the US. And you also get a sense of like what it was like to be a woman working in America in the 70s, in particular in the US.
Is this one of us, like, this is a story that appealed to you in one podcast, one episode of a podcast.
So no, so this, this is a series within You Must Remember This, which has different mini series in it. So that's the joy, yeah. I think, of podcasts, where some of them are just dedicated to one topic the whole way through, or then you've someone like Karina Longworth, where on You Must Remember This, she picks different, you know, different people to focus on, and then gives you like 10 episodes on them. So you can kind of go in and out of the back through the podcast and find out what you're really interested in, and you don't have to follow the thread of it either if you want to go back to other episodes too. So, right. But the Polyplot one, I think, is the best work that Karina Longworth
has
done.
Here's a bit.
She started to take credit. She didn't start to take credit. She started to point out what she did, what her contribution was on the films. And then you can take it from there, you know? I mean, there's certain things that people love about those films, and my mom had a huge hand in those things. But people did say that she directed them, and that's what makes my dad really mad.
Okay, so that's the point of it, that like it's Peter Bogdanovich is the name all over these movies, but Polyplot was right there doing it all.
Yeah, exactly.
And that happens a lot.
Exactly, and I think it's a really good example of that, and fair play to Karina Longworth for rediscovering Polyplot for a new generation, you know, and introducing them to all the work that she did behind the scenes in movies. And she really could have been a director, but it just didn't happen for her.
Okay, The Witness, in his own words.
Yeah, this one is a little less lighthearted than the last. Yeah. It's an Irish podcast that's, I think it's number two in the charts this week. Nicola Tallant and Ian Mullaney are involved in making this. It's about Joey O'Callaghan. Nicola Tallant, who's a crime writer, wrote a book, a best-selling book about Joey O'Callaghan. He was the youngest person to enter the Irish Witness Protection Programme, really young, I think he was a teenager at the time. So there's 9 episodes, and in Joey's own words, he speaks to Ian and Nicola throughout this whole podcast. He talks about his journey, his life, and how he got involved with Brian, the milkman Kenny, going to work with him on his milk round. But unbeknownst to Joey, Kenny was actually a criminal involved with drug running. And it's such an interesting listen. It's absolutely heartbreaking. I mean, it's a social history of Ireland in many ways, and of parts of Dublin City. And also this young guy who is so vulnerable, and you can really see how people fall into these situations that they really would not have chosen to fall into. And I think we've got a clip of him speaking as well from the third episode.
From the third episode. The Witness, in his own words.
The threats and all that began, and it wasn't like it was just threats. People don't understand. It wasn't just threats, because I seen his actions, what he was doing to other people, and then what he was started doing to me. I'd seen him burn cars, I'd seen him chop people up, I'd seen him hit people with hammers. He put guns to my head. First time he ever put a gun to my head, I can tell you exactly where I was. I was driving down the back of Cardiff Road, and the traveller's light is on your right. He stopped in the middle of the road, put his hand under the seat, took out a handgun, an old rusty thing compared to what he was using years later, put it to my head, and said, "I'll blow your head off you, but tell anyone what I just done to you."
The Witness, in his own words. Now, you're wrong about.
Yeah, we all love being told we're wrong, don't we? Well, we actually don't. But this podcast is dedicated to the pop culture incidents, you know, in the media or figures in the media who they say have been miscast in the public imagination. It's quite US heavy, but they do explore people like Princess Diana. It's two people called Michael Hobbs and Sarah Marshall, who are really good friends and really funny as well. And they're really into this idea that some pop culture things have been, you know, turned around the wrong way in the public eye, and that we have the wrong idea of what really happened. And there's actually kind of truth there that needs to be uncovered. So they just do a load of research into topics, and they talk through them in a quite a fresh way. So like I said, Princess Diana story, I thought I knew it all. I learned loads listening to their series on that. They have an episode.
But hold on, did you learn opposite to what you had thought? Is that the point, that you were wrong about it? Or O.J.
Yeah.
Simpson, that you were wrong about it?
Exactly. So sometimes it's really obvious that there's kind of a black and white binary between what we were sold in the media and what actually did happen. Then there's other stories like Princess Diana, where there's a lot of stuff you don't actually know, maybe unless you've read the multiple, you know, biographies out about her. And they also look at things with, I suppose, a 2021 perspective, where things that might have been normalised at the time, we look at them fresh now and think, actually, that wasn't great, and maybe we should re-examine it. They look at cancel culture, so they're really up to date. They have an episode on that, political correctness, and the O.J. Simpson trial, which is another really interesting one. So, you know, it's really, really well researched, and I think it gives you a lot of pause for thought, and they're just really funny and a bit irreverent at the same time too, so it's a bit of crack listening to it. They're long enough episodes as well. I think we've got a clip here from the Princess Diana episode as well. There's about 3 or 4 episodes on her.
Again, she's been sort of in the orbit of the royals for most of her life.
Right, that's the thing. Like, she does understand his childhood, because she knows what it's like to grow up as, like, a lonely, bored, fancy person.
Yeah, and she knows all the weird, dumb rules about, like, what you're allowed to talk about, which fork to use, like, when to use a napkin, when not to use a napkin, like, the things you're allowed to talk about and not allowed. Like, she knows this stuff. So after that date, he then invites her for a week-long trip on, like, some Royal Navy British yacht that he's going to be on.
What?
This is their second date. It's a week-long trip on a boat.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I see. They're American as well, so you're getting an American perspective on the royal family, which I always find absolutely fascinating, because it's very different to the Irish perspective.
Which, one of the things that I'd listen to all the time is this Autumn thing, or Autumn, as they call it, which is like you can get any publication at all, from New York Times to Vanity Fair and all the rest, and it's about 30 or 40 of them, and they come up with new articles every day, which somebody reads for you.
Oh, fab,
so
yeah.
So they're the ones I go for a lot of the time. But I have, the one I've listened to lately, the podcast, is bizarre. It's called The Lazarus Heist.
Oh, I haven't heard that one. Yeah.
It's basically starts off Hollywood 6-7 years ago when Sony was hacked all the
yes,
way through because
yeah.
of Seth thingy about Seth Rogen's movie, mm-hmm. and then it goes right through to Kim Jong-un and basically how North Korea is ruling the world through cyber madness, and it's bizarre.
I have to listen to
okay.
that one.
You're Wrong About is what it's called.
Yeah.
So what about Bad Bridget?
Bad Bridget is great. It's a short podcast series made by Queen's University of Belfast and University of Ulster. So people really do love history-based podcasts. The Irish History podcast is one of the best listened to podcasts in Ireland. And this particular one is one about women from Ireland who travelled to America, to North America, from about the mid-19th century to the early 20th century, and what they encountered when they arrived and how some of them actually found themselves drawn into a life of crime or involved like in trouble with the law. And along the way, while listening to all of these women's stories and these really interesting tales of these individual women who Dr. Elaine Farrell and Dr. Leanne McCormack tell us about and who they've done loads of research, we get their stories, but we also along the way get parallels, you know, to issues that are going on in Irish society and American society at the same time. So it just encourages us to reflect on what went on then and what's going on now.
Okay, that is Bad Bridget. What about the last one, then? 99% Invisible. What's
yeah,
that
about? Yeah, sure. This is one of my favourite podcasts. There are over 400 episodes, I think, of 99% Invisible. If you want to learn something...
Sorry, how many?
About 450 episodes there.
Okay.
So it's hosted by Roman Mars. Ostensibly, it's an architecture and design podcast, but it's really about
sorry,
all these...
Wait, Roman Mars, male
Roman
or female?
Roman Mars, male. It's a great name, isn't it? So it tells you all the really interesting stories about different elements of the world that you never thought about before, about like how the world is constructed, why buildings are the way they are. You could pick an episode at random and you'll learn something new. So like the most recent episode is about these things called hanko, which are these stamps that people in Japan use. Never would have heard of them in my life, learned loads about them. And this morning I was listening to an episode about time and how the railways influenced how timekeeping is kept around the world. So it's just a really great one if you want to just find something new and have your mind, your tiny mind blown a little bit.
Did you ever listen to Philosophize This?
No, actually.
I listened to about 50 of those walking the dog.
That's great.
My head, it does be rattled. Okay, so wait a minute, that's called 99% Invisible.
Yeah, exactly. The idea being we don't really see a lot of these things, but actually they have a lot to do with how we live our lives and the influence we get off the world around us.
Right, indeed. Wow, okay. And with that, then would you never read a book at the same time as listening to one of these, would you?
No, I don't.
That's cheating.
Yeah, oh, I think your brain kind of functions.
Yeah,
you can't listen
impossible.
And read at the same time. Like I turn to podcasts when either I wanted something, you know, people just chatting in my ear, like a gossip podcast or a film podcast,
yeah.
or if
but
I want to learn
listening
something. Yeah, I think some of them function as if you're sitting in a restaurant listening to the people next to you having a chat and you're on your own. So you just kind of want to hear the droning of the voices and you kind of dip in and out while you're like cleaning the bathroom or something. But then there's other ones where you're like, I don't know what's happening with, you know, the Northern Protocol and Brexit. And you go, right, this person will tell me about this. So like that's what we do with The Explainer and The Journal. We're like, people want to know what's happening in the news. This podcast will tell them.
But
in
if you were
minutes.
Writing an article for The Journal, you wouldn't be listening to a podcast.
No, I wouldn't.
I'm trying to say
I wouldn't.
The generation out there now, the under eights out there now can do five things at once.
They can. Well, I can't multitask at that. But, you know, if most people listen when they're commuting or if they're in their car or they're potting around the house, it kind of makes you feel less alone. I mean, maybe we have to be surrounded by some sort of entertainment.
There's others
who
say the exact opposite. I mean, who was it? Was it Brian Clough? No, it was one of the soccer managers saying, like, you know, like every single person who's stepping off a bus before they go in to play at Wembley or whatever, all these soccer players, and they've all got headphones on listening to their own thing. That's not really a team.
We're in our old world. Well, maybe it ironically does give us a bit of space away from the world around us when we are bombarded with things, you know, because you can't really read, like you said, and listen. So it does give you some food for thought. And it can be educational. It can be a way of zoning out. You know, it can be whatever you want it to
There's one here that says, About a Girl is a great new podcast about the lives of the wives and girlfriends of famous musicians and rock stars.
Oh, that's fucking
super
really
stuff,
that's
says Dean Cork.
Street.
God,
yeah.
I must take a listen to that.
That sounds great.
Would you look at kind of vidcasts as opposed to podcasts?
So they're really big. A lot of the bigger podcasts and even smaller ones would film themselves while they're recording them. So that is a really good way of getting people who are more into kind of watching YouTube or who want to see that, like the physical presentation of the people presenting. And then they can also cut them as clips and use them on social media. I'd be more of an audio person, but I can really see the appeal of the videos for people. And like most the American people do it. It's just a way of getting really up close to these particularly famous people, you know.
Yeah, well, listen, Aoife, thanks a million for dropping in. Aoife Barry, it is, the journal, etc., and lots more besides.
Thank 99%
Invisible, you mentioned, which is one of your favourites because every single episode introduces you to something, well, fascinating.
Totally, basically. Yeah, it's
okay,
brilliant.
Well, then let's introduce you to something fascinating. Well, at least 25 seconds of it anyway.
To sign for a package, you need a Ahnco. To clock in and out of work, you need a Ahnco. To finalise business contracts, you need a Ahnco.
And there's not just one kind of Ahnco.
No, that would be too easy.
You might have one cheap Ahnco you carry in your bag every day, and another fancy one stored in a safe deposit box that you might only use once or twice in your life. Miho's job involves a lot of paperwork at government offices, so she often has to use different Ahnco for herself and her clients.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.